Thank you, Brother Sexton. Appreciate the opportunity to preach this morning. Be in Genesis. Genesis chapter 50. This is chapter 50.
Amen.
Verse 22, and Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house, and Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation, the children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. And God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto a land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him and put him in a coffin in Egypt. And then Hebrews 11 and verse 22, Hebrews 11, 22, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. And then again in Joshua 24 and verse 32, and the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem. Lord, we come to you this morning. I thank you for the wonderful preaching that we've heard thus far. And Lord, I just pray now that you'd hide us behind the cross, fill us afresh and anew with thy spirit, guide our thoughts and our tongue, we pray. And just pray that, Lord, something may be said to help someone here today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we read these texts and these verses of Scripture, we find the concerning that of the bones of Joseph. If we go to Numbers chapter 10, we will find there, we won't take time to read it, but you can find there the marching order for the children of Israel. And there was two there that bear the silver trumpets. There were those that bear the ark. There were those four that bear the standards or the flags. There were those that bore the tabernacle and all that was in there. There were those that bore the sanctuary. And, of course, those all had to be Levites that carried those things and were responsible for those things. And if you can imagine maybe just a little bit with me this morning, perhaps after a day's travel, they were sitting around their fire, maybe drinking their hot camel's milk or whatever it was they drank. You know, maybe they begin to talk like we do. And one say, well, what do you do? He said, oh, well, we bear the silver trumpets. You know, we're always telling everybody what to do. And maybe someone else say, well, we're part of bearing the ark. We're the Levites bearing the ark. And someone else said, well, we bear the standards. And someone else say, we're responsible for the tabernacle. And someone else say, we're responsible for the sanctuary. And I imagine there may have been about four fellas just kind of sitting off by their side outside the shadow of the campfire, just kind of huddled by themselves, not really quite fitting in with the rest of the crowd there that day. They saw them kind of sitting over there and say, well, what about you fellas? What is it you guys do? I don't know, maybe they kind of hung their head a little bit and they said, well, we just carry the bones of Joseph. We just responsible for carrying the coffin. And I want to preach on that thought for a few minutes this morning, if God will help us on carrying the coffin. As we found, that coffin means that of a hope chest. That coffin represented their faith. That coffin represented a promise that had been made. And that God had made Joseph a promise that he would deliver the children of Israel from out of Egypt one of these days. And Joseph made his people promise him that when God delivers us out of here, you make sure you take my bones with you when you go. It's not a if it happens or maybe it happens, but it was a one day this is going to happen. And when it does, I want you to carry my bones out of here with you when you go. Carry the coffin. And I thought about that, and you realize that Joseph died. And I'm not a mathematician. I'm not very smart or intelligent. You'll figure that out real quick. I'm just a simple fellow with a simple message. I got one main thought I want to try to share with you this morning. But I kind of figured that there was at least 200 years that passed from the time Joseph died till the time Moses came on the scene to deliver the people out of Egypt. So for 200 years... the bones of Joseph lay dormant someplace.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Somebody was responsible for caring for those bones of Joseph, for that coffin of Joseph, for at least 200 years.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that Joseph saw his third generation, so his great grandchildren, Joseph, saw those, and so I imagine that there was at least seven or eight generations that had to take place, and the Bible even tells us there concerning Pharaoh that that Joseph died and all his brethren, and the Bible says there arose up a new king over Egypt which knew not Joseph. And so perhaps it was during this time there was those that were responsible for caring for Joseph's bones. And you know, that may have been all right with those fellas. But then there rose up a king that didn't even know Joseph. And there rose up a new generation, probably from Ephraim and Manasseh, I'd like to believe, that were responsible maybe in taking care of these bones. How did these generations 200 years later know that they were supposed to carry these bones? I believe the only reason I come up with, Brother Donnie, is because somewhere down the line, from generation to generation, Daddy told his children, said, "Now you see that coffin over there? That's our promise. That's our faith that God's going to deliver us out of here one of these days. And when he does, we've got to take that with us." Well, those children grew up and nothing ever happened. And they had their children come along. And he said, "Son, I want to tell you something that my great-great-great-granddaddy told me. You see that coffin over there? That's our promise. That's our faith. Right, we're trusting that one day God's going to deliver us. And when he does, you make sure you take that with you. Nothing happened." And oh, I tell you, things begin to get real hard in Egypt, didn't they not? The bondage got hard. The hardship got hard. Things got rough. Things got tough. But in the midst of it all, my friend, those parents were passing on to their children, don't you forget that hope chest. Don't you forget that when God takes us out of here, you make sure you take that with you. God's given each and every one of us a responsibility to pass on to these young people around here. Thank God we've got a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God's given us a responsibility to pass that on to them. My friend, it doesn't matter how hard it might get, how tough it might get, whether the king knows our name or not. I tell you, we got a responsibility to tell these children about the hope that we got in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You got a hope.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody was responsible for carrying that coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Moses come on the scene. And I thought, well, who told Moses? Joshua later comes on the scene. Who told Joshua? Could have been the Lord. May have been.
But I'd kind of just like to believe that maybe it was those folks responsible for his bones made sure that Moses and Joshua both knew of the responsibility to carry the bones of Joseph out of Egypt. You know, we come to Exodus chapter 13 when they come to cross that Red Sea there. I'll just try to hurry along here. We come to that Red Sea and God's delivering the children of Israel from out of Egypt. And they come to that dead end. You ever come to a dead end in your life? You ever come where it seemed like you can't go forward and you can't go backward and there's nowhere else to go, nowhere else to turn to? I don't know about you, but I've been there a time or two in my life. And my friend, I know one thing, but the only conclusion I've come to when I come to those times in my life when it seems like I've come to a dead end, Brother Donnie, all I know to do is reach down and pick up my coffin, pick up my hope chest and just march on and just continue to march on. That's all I know to do sometimes is just pick up that hope chest, pick up that faith, and carry on.
Amen.
We go on further and they come to Kadesh Barnea in Numbers chapter 11. The people begin to complain and begin to murmur and fell a lusting. They begin to think about what it used to be like and how it used to be. And they begin to grumble against God and begin to gripe and complain. And in fact, God gave them what they wanted and killed them there. I called it graves of lust.
Yes.
Those times when people are griping and complaining and we do our own share of it.
Yes, sir.
Times to just pick up our coffin and carry on.
Amen.
You know, you realize they was burying all kinds of folks around them that day, and I imagine probably those in charge of the burial may have wondered why we don't just bury that one along with the rest of them. Why in the world are we burying all these dead bodies for, but this one we're carrying with us? What's so special about this one?
Amen.
That was their hope.
Amen.
They could bury all the rest of them, but they bury not that, bury not, better not bury that one. That was their hope. That was their promise. In the midst of all that grumbling and griping and complaining, and I don't have time to expand on that. You've all been there as preachers, as pastors. And my friend, they just reach down, pick up that coffin. So I believe I'll just march on in the midst of it all.
Amen.
Just keep on marching.
That's right.
It's all you can do sometimes. It's all you can do.
Amen.
You get to Numbers chapter 14. Two out of the 12 spies, and Caleb and Joshua believe they're the only ones to take the land. Because of their disbelief, those 20 years and older die there in the wilderness. And every day, the Bible says, their carcasses fall in the wilderness. But there again, not the body of Joseph. They carry it on. Number 16, you have the gainsaying of Korah. Mm-hmm. They rose up against Moses and Aaron. God swallowed them up into the pit. They denied the authority of Moses and intrusion into the priest office. Rose up against the man of God. What can they do? They just picked up that coffin and marched on. Oh, any preacher in here, pastor, you've experienced that, I'm sure, in your ministry. If you've been pastoring, ministering very long, have somebody arise up against you. Somebody will try to question your authority and your choices and your decisions. And they'll do that, and they'll try to cause problems and try to cause havoc and division, as we've just heard. But my friend, the only thing I know to do sometimes is those situations has let God deal with them, and I just pick up my coffin of hope and just carry on.
Amen. 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 That's right.
Numbers 21, they got discouraged because of the way. God sent them fiery serpents. You ever got discouraged because of the way? Because of the way?
Yes, sir.
Things that just happen in life. You get discouraged sometimes. You get down a little bit. Oh, I tell you, sometimes I don't know what to do. I just reach down, pick up my coffin, and go on.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. That's right.
How many times I've told myself in some situations, Brother Sexton, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I guess I just have to pick up my coffin. Just go a little bit farther.
Amen. Amen.
Just go a little bit farther.
Yes.
Get to Numbers 25. Israel commits whoredoms with the daughters of Moab and worship Baal. My, we see that happening all around us, don't we?
Yes.
Good friends and preachers that have fallen by the wayside down through the years. Men that you used to look up to and respect and not even in the ministry anymore. Some of them still are, but they shouldn't be.
Right. Right. Amen.
Where it gets discouraging there is sometimes you look at those and they seem to be doing better than you are. And those that you respect and look up to seem to buddy up to them and pat them on the back and say, oh, how wonderful they are. Ain't they doing such a good job? If I don't get discouraged, and I don't know what else will. Got one in our area. And you know, it just seems like sometimes the devil has a way of reminding you of them kind of fellas all the time. Somebody will say something about them. You'll hear their name on the radio or advertise their meeting or something. They'll talk about how what a wonderful time God was there. And oh, God met with us. And on and on. And I'm just shaking my head, picking up my coffin.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's it.
Pick up my faith and my hope chest.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Believe I'll just go a little bit farther.
Amen.
Knowing what's right, doing what's right, preaching what's right, standing the way I've always stood, preaching the way I've always preached. I believe I'll just go God's way. I just pick up my coffin and walk a little bit farther.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Moses dies. Joshua takes over. They cross the Jordan. And you know, all this time, the children of Israel has been following the ark. The ark led the way. That presence of God, that provision of God, power of God, providence of God, precepts of God, that Shekinah glory of God, it led their way.
Amen.
But then when they got to Jordan, that ark stopped halfway through and stood still while everybody else walked on past. Now, I don't know what all that means. But I kind of believe it's a little bit like when that bones of Joseph come by. That's the kind of glory of God perhaps might have just stood to attention. As faith proceeded on into that promised land. That faith was becoming a reality. And the glory of God honored that.
That's right.
and respected that.
Because
that faith had become a reality and was becoming a reality because it had been faithful and that hope was becoming a reality.
Amen.
I kind of like to believe that maybe when it passed by, just the bones of Joseph might have shook a little bit. It's happening. Here we go.
Amen.
You realize that it had taken about 300 to 350 years for that to become a reality. Joseph died about 300 to 350 years had taken place before they carried his bones into the promised land. You know, the Bible tells us there in Joshua chapter 24 that verse 28, so Joshua let the people depart, every man into his inheritance. And then Joshua died and was buried. And it wasn't until after everybody had inherited their land and Joshua's body has been buried, it was then that they buried the bones of Joseph.
Amen.
Everyone's faith and hope had been fulfilled and come a reality before they finally buried the bones of Joseph. My friend, keep carrying that coffin of faith.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It's not a burden. It's a promise.
Amen.
It's our hope.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes that's all you got. It's all you need.
Amen. Amen.
Just cling to that hope and that faith that we have.
Amen.
Stay true to it.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what's going on around you. It may not matter what everybody else is doing. Brother Harvey, I just pick up my coffin and go on.
Amen. That's right.
One of these days, God will reward and God will bless. It'll become a reality.
Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Let's stand to our feet again. I'm going to let you stress just a little bit. Brother Allen, come with a verse of a song, and then we'll have another preacher. Mm-hmm.